This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, rainfall last Friday night and Saturday was between 0.3 inches and 0.5 inches from Quincy, Ephrata, Warden, and Connell, south to Pasco, Walla Walla, and Pendleton. All other areas received less than 0.25 inches. Now, looking back, April was a wet month across the Columbia Basin and Palouse, with most farms getting above normal rainfall. The Tri-Cities, Moses Lake, and Wenatchee regions actually got twice as much as normal. Going into May, NOAA's Climate Prediction Center is calling for warmer and drier than normal, not only for May, but also for June through August, so water conservation may be in order. For these next 7 days, it's going to be mostly dry, with temperatures averaging above normal starting tomorrow as a ridge of high pressure settles over the area. A weak cold front may bring only isolated light showers Saturday afternoon and Sunday. Soil temperatures are in the lower and mid-60s, except upper 50s in areas above 1,000 feet elevation. Look for soils to warm 5 to 7 degrees this next week, which means good germination and development for nearly all vegetables and fruit. Spraying conditions will improve with light winds, and I guess it's about time we started talking about evapotranspiration for lawns, alfalfa, and winter wheat. For this next week, winter wheat and alfalfa will use about 1 1/3 inches, and lawns will need about 1 inch of moisture. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.